thought as much. So, it really is you, after all. I already told you before that I will be by your side in an instant if ever you call my name. Though, I suppose you already knew that and took advantage of our arrangement from before. I mean, seeing as you've summoned me here to dispatch of these beasts, you can rest easy now. I don't sense the presence of any more evil in the immediate area. Huh? How do I know this for certain? This is nothing special. While it may be dark out for you, through your own eyes, as an adeptus, my senses naturally go far beyond that of a mere mortal. But, putting that matter aside, I do have my own questions that I would like to ask you. No. It is not about payment. Nothing of that sort. Ridiculous to even assume that. What use would I have as an adeptus? I do this for you, and only you, of my own free will. Do you honestly think I have a use for Mora? You truly think that I interact with mortals to do trade with them? What? Huh? You meant that you wanted to repay me with food? But you know I don't consume. Look, that is an exception. Almond tofu is completely different. A complete, separate matter. In the first place, it's not even the taste that I enjoy, but rather the texture of it. And furthermore, I'm getting sidetracked by you again. Enough of that. Let's not waste any more time. I wanted to ask you, what are you doing out here in the first place? I know that you've seen your fair share of battles, but that doesn't put you above danger. Always remember that. You, especially because it is you, you have to be more careful. I know that you've made quite a name for yourself these days, and it is precisely because of that that you must always practice caution. And because of that, you shouldn't be wandering around in the fields like this, especially at this time. There's evil and monsters lurking all around us. Huh? Then you'll just call me each time. Aren't you worried? Worried about being around me? The darkness that constantly threatens to consume me. You're telling me you're not afraid? No? I don't even know if you're being charitable right now, or if perhaps you simply lack any sense of danger. But I suppose it is part of my duty anyway to safeguard Liyue. And that includes the people in it. Like you. Even as a traveler. Speaking of safeguarding you, though, I must say, I find it quite strange, the situation we're in. To be precise, I mean, the situation that you've dragged me into. From the looks of the small fry I dispatched here, it seems like you weren't even in any danger at all. Which raises even more questions from me. You were never in any trouble, were you? No, of course not. Then, I truly don't understand. Why would you call to me again, out here, all alone, when you've already admitted to having no reason to summon me? Yes, I'm aware of the Lantern Rite Festival currently going on. It would be difficult not to notice those glowing scraps of trash floating around. But because of that, because the festival is going on, that is why I don't understand. I would think you, of all people, would choose to be there now instead, with your taste for those types of trivial human activities. You're right. I am sorry. I did make an effort last time. A one-time exception for you. To engage in those activities. But that was then. And I've already fulfilled my contract. As I said, it was a one-time deal, out of gratitude. I have no personal interest, as you've already come to understand about me. Useless. All of this. All that I need is my duty and my oath to keep me moving forward. I don't have time for idle events and celebrations. It would only burden those people that I've sworn to protect. What? Why are you getting in my face all of a sudden? I'm not a burden. Not to you. Don't you know? Don't you believe in your heart, deep down, that you'll regret getting close to me? Really? You really, truly don't think so? Nothing. I'm fine. It's just that everyone else, hearing those words from you, is a contrast. You say those things about me, and yet everyone else sees me as nothing more than a weapon. I am simply nothing more than a sentry, meant to keep the old gods and evil at bay. A silent and invisible protector. It would be much easier to think of me as nothing more than a tool. Huh? No, I don't harbor any resentment. I am forever grateful to Zhongli. That is what he goes by now, right? I am grateful to him for freeing me long ago. And because of that, I will never, ever forget my debt. I will loyally serve him till the end because of that. So, why do you feel that I am resentful? Huh? Does it seem like I don't like talking to people? That is not exactly true. Mortal bodies are fragile and weak. Unimaginably frail. And most importantly, they are easily influenced by the corruption I carry. Not only that, the people have inevitably grown to fear me. So, I just always thought it would be for the best if I carried out my duty this way. I would be better off being out here, away, far, far away, where I wouldn't be able to burden anyone, because this alone is mine to carry. I'm sorry. I know you already said that. I'm not a burden to be around you, but it is difficult. Difficult for me to see this myself. Traveler, I am grateful. It is nice being able to speak freely with another being for once. But I'm afraid I must be getting back. If there is nothing else you need from me, I'll be taking my leave now. Huh? What? Why are you grabbing my hand all of a sudden? What? Go? Into the city? With you? You're asking me to? Again? Don't tell me. Just because of what I did for you last year, now you're expecting me to do the same again this year? I'm not going to accompany you. I already explained why. It was a one-time thing. Besides, with everyone else enjoying the festivities, there still needs to be someone to keep guard. And that task falls to me. Huh? You already knew I was going to respond that way. I hope you don't think you've got me all figured out just because of that one thing. You should stay away from me for your own sake. What? You would like to give me a souvenir? So, you really did already make a visit. Whatever. Fine. Give me the souvenir. Let's make this quick then. What? Why should I do that? Fine. All right. I'll close my eyes for you too, then. What are you... What do you think you're doing? Why did you just do that? Is this another one of your... strange... human customs... that I'm not aware of? Huh? You called me here on purpose? Because you wanted to spend the night together with me? But I... What about the lantern, right? I thought you were looking forward to that all year. I don't understand your reasoning. Hey, why are you getting close again? Just tell me why you're here. You would rather spend this night with me? You would stay by my side? Why? Why would you want to? This is all pointless, being with me. You will only end up regretting this. I've told you countless times. Don't ever get close to me. It was a serious warning. And yet, why? Why are you so stubborn? I don't understand you, Traveler. And yet, I think that's a big reason why I want to get to know you more each time. Each time you call me, those brief moments that we spend together. It is strange telling you to stay away. And in the end, this has only made me want to be with you even more. I want to understand you more. I want more of you. Huh? Do I want to do it again? Do what again? Your lips, they're so soft and gentle, and you taste good. I want more, and yet I feel myself losing control of myself against you. What is this feeling? I... Is this also part of how humans learn more about someone? Pushing me to the ground like this, it's a lot more aggressive than I expected. Do I not like this? No, it's not that. It's just my body is reacting strangely to this, though. I feel like the heat is rising around me, and it feels tighter. Huh? Haven't I kissed before? No. And neither have I been placed in a position like this, with you, a mortal, on top of me. Want to keep going, though. My body feels like it's telling me I want more of you. Why are you reaching under my shirt? It feels Now your hands are tracing down my stomach. Are you sure about what you're doing? Do you really want to do this? Your hand. Where's it? Your hand. Where are you? You're slipping them under my pants. Squeezing my thigh. Traveler, wait. That's my car. Ah. this should be above mortal desire. Like... You know how to make me feel even better? Like, what could you possibly be planning on doing? Those are my slipping my pants off. Take, if you're gonna do that, then moving and sliding onto my... Your entire body is... You're moving onto my... This must be what you meant by feeling even better, wasn't it? What are you gonna do now? I don't. Feels so good. I won't be able to hold myself back from you if you keep going. I might not be able to control my health, Trav. I want more. I want more of you. Take all of me, Traveler. Is this what you wanted? Fuck. It feels so good inside. Swallowing up my cock feels good inside you. I can't hold myself back from you. Feels like I'm gonna go crazy and lose all control of myself. But I can't do that. And yet, I don't want to stop fucking you. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Traveler. Traveler. Please don't go yet, Traveler. I want you to stay with me a little longer.